All right, Ken Roczen, you made a joke about you being a Supercross guy, even though you've always told us your Supercross doesn't come easy to you. But tonight, on a more of a Supercross track, you showed us maybe you are.
Yeah, I kind of like needed it. Like, I was super stoked after the first moto. Like, sometimes, because you need to get the ball rolling a little bit sometimes, you know. So it was great. And actually, what made the world of difference to me is I've been tinkering with the bike a little bit, but they're all honestly really minor changes, just some clickers. And so I've been struggling just a little bit, like not quite as comfortable. And I think it showed. Funny enough, today, even when I was uncomfortable, I was actually a lot faster or closer to the front. That once I got back to my full Supercross, everything, clickers, in the second practice, I felt so much better out there. I'm like, man, this is my bike. Like, it felt more like home. Made the world of difference for me. But then I was like over 2 seconds off, and I'm like, it was funny. Like, I didn't care that much because
you felt better.
It gave me the confidence where I'm like, man, I've been in these positions so many times, especially this year too. And then you come out and race and everything changes. So, and it did. So then it was good for me today.
What did you think of the track? Was it fun?
Yeah, but it got pretty beat down, honestly. Like, it was kind of gnarly. I mean, we always started off with a pretty fresh track. You didn't necessarily have the ruts and the turns like crazy. There were a couple areas, but you just had so many different types of soil. The sand section really sucked as a rider standpoint.
Hey, you got to give it up to Hunter. You were right there, and dude, he pulled away. I was really surprised. Good job by him.
Yeah, I honestly think that during like Supercross or whatever, when I was at my peak, like I probably could have maybe. I just don't feel like to be at that top level, you need more time and you need to be like have a special relationship with the track and your bike and everything, right? And that kind of comes over time a little bit. So, but yeah, I couldn't follow him, and I felt like I was riding really well, but I couldn't hang on. That's the first thing that I said when I came out. But it was, you know, I was stoked in the second because it's step by step. You know, I wanna take it bit by bit. And then I think I could have had a really good result in the second moto too, but I messed up the start a bit by weaseling my way through and almost jumped on the back of Hunter over the tabletops because he like three-quartered it. So then I had to roll the entire section and was outside on the sand and lost a bunch of positions. And then I couldn't get by Coop. I would go outside in the sand, lose a lot. I'd go inside, I would eat a bunch of sand, had no idea where I was going, you know. But I tried all the way to the end, so that's really what mattered to me.
Also, I hear some Japanese testing here with Suzuki. You're doing some things. Like, sounds like, I mean, that's cool.
No, yeah, it's awesome. They were at the sandbox all week. I didn't necessarily do the testing as of right now because we're going to dedicate more time to it, like, when we get ready for Supercross. But Kyle ran through a bunch of stuff, and, yeah, it's good to have them around and get in touch a little bit more again, see how we do things, you know what I mean? And they already helped us out with the clutch stuff a little bit that happened like that because we've been over the last 3 years, like the clutch is always like, I don't know, I didn't know what else to do to try and get it a little bit better, you know what I mean? But you gotta be really in tune. So we fixed a couple of little things, you know what I mean, that helped out. So yeah, it's just little stuff, but it's more for next year, you know, but I think we need to dedicate a little bit more time because right now I'm trying to collect laps and get these races over with first, you know.
So there was some stuff floating about you for next year, but you're here?
Say what?
You're here at this team. There was some things floating around about you? What? For next year, you're here?
Yeah, I haven't signed yet.
Okay.
I have not signed yet, but I'm planning on it, obviously. Yeah, yeah. Like, I want to, you never, never, ever know, but yeah, I want to stay where I'm at. Okay. I have a great relationship with these guys. I love working with Larry. I love working with Billy, yep. Dave Dye. REP suspension has been actually, I always think about that. I want to give them more credit, but then I forget about it. But they
have been a smart guy.
They have been awesome. Yeah, we usually make pretty precise changes, and it's been really fun because it's very different style of dampening, kind of like what I was maybe looking for a little bit more. But it also takes some getting used to because it was hard to have it the way I wanted to, you know. So it kind of takes some learning too, all the time, right? Like, you never stop learning. But they have been awesome, and we've been doing some good stuff.
Well, good job tonight, man. It was nice to see you up front.
Good to be back a little bit, yeah.